on as Mike would have wanted, every Sunday at 9, sharing her real estate knowledge, tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for, and the ones to avoid. Throughout the Real Estate Hour, call in and ask your questions direct to Allison and her guest experts. And now, her glass is always half full. Here's Allison Norman.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour. Heard every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. on Sonoma County's FM News Talk and AM 1350. So 103.5 FM, 94.5 FM, sorry, and 1350 AM. Always a good way to listen to any of those. You know, I actually listened. I usually tune right into 1350 AM just out of habit, but I did listen to, I think, 103.5 the other day, and it sounded great. It is a little more clear. I'll give them that.
So the ad's not wrong, huh?
No, it really is crystal clear. It really was, because I tuned in to the Warriors game, and it's always a little kind of crackly, you know, or at least where my signal is coming in on 1350 AM, and let me try FM, and it really was. It sounded great. So good. If that's
and an the option. Warriors won, had to win that game, so that made it even greater.
that was a pretty intense game down to the end. They go down to the end.
They've had a lot of games like that the last couple weeks, and usually they win them.
Yeah, so that's good. Good. And they're on to, what's the schedule now, Joe? They're on to
the championship series. Doesn't start till Thursday. Game one. We got an opponent last night. Toronto won the Eastern Conference 4-2, so it'll be the Warriors in Toronto for game one next Thursday, 5:30, the broadcast with the pregame show, so we'll cut into the drive a little bit. All the games, which if it goes 7, still go another 2 weeks, start at 5:30, so... Game one is Thursday,
5:30 here on KSRO. So tune in at 103.5 FM, 94.5 FM, depending on where you are. One is North County, one is South County.
Yeah, is the 94.5 is the South.
Is it the South end? Yeah. And then, you know, 1350 AM. It you know, that's what I've always listened to. But I found for the Warriors game, other talk shows, it sounds fine to me. But the Warriors game sounded a lot better on 103. 5 and 94.5. And then KSRO.com is a great way to listen to the show. The Warriors game does not broadcast on the live feed, so you do need to tune into a radio.
Right, we have to black out it online. That's a NBA thing, I think it is. But yeah, you get to hear the Warriors game is black, cannot be broadcast or so over
yeah,
and over.
Yeah, you get a big
it's
alert.
Not really exciting broadcast for those 3 hours.
No, it's, yeah. But otherwise, 1350 AM is, KSRO.com, sorry, is a great way to tune in. And then also podcast, if you go to KSRO.com, all of the shows on KSRO are podcasts, or most of them. The daily shows, like the morning show and the drive, are not usually podcasts, unless it's a, you know, a certain show that's worthy of being podcast to have. But the other shows, you know, look for the podcast. If you miss one, or you come in halfway through a show, or if you want to hear it again, you miss some information, they come up pretty quickly. We used to have to wait on the old system. We had to wait, until midweek or later and call up and go, why isn't the podcast up? But now it's great. It's like Joe goes and puts it up right after the show. So usually within an hour or so after, it's there. So if you missed something today, or if I say something that sounded interesting and you didn't write it down, you want more information, you missed my phone number, you want to give me a call, all of the information is there on the podcast. You go to KSRO.com. You find shows, you click on that, you get a little drop-down menu, and look for Ask the Expert, and drop down that menu, and you'll see me right at the top, Allison Norman/Real Estate. So that's the Real Estate Hour, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour, and it'll have all my contact information. It's still kind of in transition, because that blog actually says Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour, so it's a little confusing. We got to work on that. But my contact information is there, and I'm glad to talk to you about anything that we talk about on the show, or if you have a question, you weren't able to call in with a question, which reminds me, I always forget. And, you know, it says on the lead-in that we'll take your calls, but they don't have a phone number, and I always forget to give it. So I'm going to give it to you right now. If you have any real estate-related questions, I'm glad to answer them on the air, or we can talk off the air. My phone number off the air is 799-3617. On air here at KSRO in the studio is 707-636-1350. Give us a call. I will do my best to answer your question or get you in the direction that will answer your question for you. So today I'm going to talk about it's Memorial Day weekend, and Joe and I were just saying, how is it already Memorial Day weekend?
You can't tell by the weather, can you?
No. In fact, I have a couple of realtor friends that live in Denver and Colorado Springs, especially. They got a ton of snow. Like a yardstick, and it was up to, like, I think 21 inches.
There was a baseball game in Anaheim postponed because of rain this week.
Oh, my gosh.
That is so rare.
It seems to be all over the state. Yeah, right. I was at a Giants game yesterday. They didn't do very well, but it was a beautiful day in the city. So it's always fun just to go. And the city was very, the city was packed. I always seem to go on the holidays. I don't know. We forget. I'm like, oh, yeah, it's a holiday. So Marin Headlands, we were going to stop on the way home, and it was just packed. And so now, no parking. The Vista Points were closed. You couldn't get there unless you came in on a tour bus. So the holiday weekend is not a good day to go to San Francisco, but it was a fun day at the Giants game.
Despite the Giants.
It started out really good when Pilar did a great catch. I mean, everyone, stood up and cheered, and that was about the end of it. There was no other really good plays after that. So,
well, you could have been there Friday night when they lost 18-2. It was back to back wonderful.
Come on, Giants!
Games.
Come on! It was still fun. It's still fun to go, and it was great weather. We got some vitamin D, sunshine. So Tino is on the line from Cloverdale. Am I reading your writing right?
You are.
Hi, Tino.
Hello.
Hi there. I'm good. How are you?
Great, thank you.
Good. Did you have a question?
I did. I was wondering if you could list some options on what to do with selling a rental. I have a rental in Santa Rosa that I've had for about 12 years and wondering, what options do I have?
Okay, so you currently have a tenant?
Correct.
Okay, how long have they been there?
Oh, a good 7 years.
Okay, yeah, so anything over a year, you have to give them 60-day notice. Otherwise, it's 30-day notice to get out. When there's a few little caveats to that, but typically 60-day notice. It depends on how they're taking care of it and how open they are to being, to being helpful as far as showing it. And a lot of times, what we suggest is if you are going to have a tenant in place, offer maybe a little incentive for them to be willing to show it more easily. The law requires that you give them 24-hour notice. You have to actually first serve them with a notice saying that you're going to be putting it on the market, and there's a form that you have to give them saying, so that you don't have to give them every single time that you need entry to the property. You give them this form saying we're putting the house on the market, we are going to be showing it, and the lease usually says that they're required to show the property if you put it on the market to sell.
Yeah.
But there's a form you have to give them saying, okay, we're putting the house on the market. There will be people that need to come in. And then even once you're in escrow, there's going to be the appraiser and the inspectors and all that. So they have to, abide by that. But a lot of times I think giving them a little incentive, maybe, a couple hundred dollars a month off the rent or something to make them more, helpful as far as, because sometimes tenants can be, they're going to be displaced. They're not very happy. They're kind of stressed out about their situation, which is understandable. But at the same time, you need to do what you need to do to get it, to get it sold. So that's a good option. If they're in a, if you're in a position where you can give them the notice, get them moved out, and then do any cleaning up and cleaning up, or maybe you need to do updating, maybe new carpet or whatever, and then put it on the market. So it really depends on the situation.
Okay. So so the next step, so, let's say it has an offer, it's on sale. What am I looking for to kind of benefit the most of my investment there? Like another rental property, what options do I have there?
Oh, as far as what you're doing when you sell it, you know, when you have, so you've, yeah, it's been a rental for long. There's that, you know, you can do a 1031 exchange. Are you thinking of exchanging into another rental property, or are you just cashing out and getting out of the business?
I'm thinking of moving the investment. So that's kind of, what options do I have there? What are the...
Okay, I misunderstood. Maybe I gave you way more information than you needed on the other end. But
no, that was great information.
Oh, good. So, 1031 exchange is a great way to do that. And there's a lot of options, and you have to get a hold of an intermediary, which is a person who handles that 1031 exchange, and they'll help you through the process. It's a little tricky because you have that timeline that's very strict, as far as once you sell your property, then the clock starts ticking for identifying properties, and then for closing on one of those properties you identify, and it's pretty not very flexible, you know. So you want to be careful as far as you know, when you sell, and maybe some, you know, you want to be sure you have something identified. And it's a little tough when we're in a tough market where you're going to have a hard time finding that replacement property, because if you go past that timeline, then you're out of luck. So sometimes that means extending out your escrow on the sale end of it while so you can at least identify some stuff. So just be really conscious of that. And don't, it's much easier if you have sold your house or your property, your rental property, and then you can start looking, because now you're not going to be contingent or, you know, all of that. But at the same time, you just need to watch out for yourself and your investment, that you leave yourself some options in identifying something. But I think the first step, I would reach out to a 1031 exchange company, intermediary. Yeah. And I have a couple, you know, we had Tony Esposti, I can't even remember the name of her company. She was on the show a few times, but she retired a couple of years ago. And I just closed one where they did an exchange. And I can't remember the name of the company that was helping, but there's a few good ones, and I'd be glad to get you a list. If you want to give Joe an email or a phone number offline.
Okay.
Yeah. Does that kind of answer your question?
Yes. Yeah. So it is kind of, it is a tricky path to go down.
It's a little bit. I mean, it can be done, and it's, you know, it's not a problem. And there's all kinds of other investments you can move into. It doesn't have to be another house. You know, you could, and there's some REITs, you know, where they're, you know, investor groups, and you can buy into that. There's a lot of options of things to do with your...
But still within that 1031 exchange.
Within the exchange, yeah. Okay. Yeah, so, but best bet is to, you know, talk to an exchange company, but then also talk to a realtor, and I'm glad to talk to you offline, too, about that, because I'm familiar with the process, to really make sure that you're with a realtor that understands the process and you know, that... It really takes a little bit of, you know, a lot, I should not, a lot of communication between all the parties to just make sure that you don't get caught up in that timeline, especially if we're in a market. Right now, the market, you know, there's a lot of inventory coming on, not a lot of multiple family things, you know, but as far as if you were looking for a duplex or a fourplex or, not a lot of that, but if you're just looking for another house as a rental, you know, there are kind of a lot of options right now. So I was going to talk about the numbers coming up here. The market's up. We're still in a seller's market. But anyway, so that's what I would do. If you want to give Joe your phone number offline, I'd be glad to talk to you about it more.
Okay. That sounds
okay.
Good.
All right. Thanks so much. Thanks for the call. All righty. Yeah. 1031 is a great way to transfer, you know, an investment property. You have to have been in it two of the last 5 years, and then, you know, I'm not in it. You have to, it has to have been a rental. So a lot of people strategize, you know, they'll have something as a rental and then, or move into it and then have it a rental. There's different ways to do that, but it is a good way to just kind of keep kicking the tax money down the line. And then eventually you have to figure out a way to settle out. Anyway, we've gone a little over. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. I'm Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour here on KSRO.
political strategist, our great friend Christine Pelosi.
The term cover-up is something even his base is going to understand. Unlike collusion, which isn't even a crime, which he can define for himself. Everyone knows what a cover-up is, and everybody knows that he covers things up.
Live and local, Steve Jackson on The Drive. Afternoons on KSRO.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, new construction to rebuilds, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams Realty fits the bill.
My philosophy is twofold. One, my clients come first. Two, I strive to stay ahead of the curve with technology training and local market news and information. I grew up in Marin County, then moved to Sonoma County and raised my four children. When I started my career in 2006, I was fortunate to be mentored by my late friend, Mike Kelly. I've successfully helped hundreds of families in the entire North Bay with their real estate needs. And with my Keller Williams network across the country, I can help with relocations as well.
And now, Allison continues the tradition and hosts the Mike Kelly Real Estate Hour every Sunday morning from 9 to 10.
Call me at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
Sonoma County's local news, weather, and traffic station, FM News Talk, KSRO, 103.5, 94.5.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. Good morning. We're back. It's Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman, heard every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. here on KSRO, Sonoma County's FM News Talk, also 1350 a.m., KSRO.com, and podcasts every week. And you can go back to 2016 and listen to KSRO or listen to Mike Kelly on the Real Estate Hour. He obviously went way back, way further than that, but that's as far back as the podcasts go. I don't know if KSRO has anything on record any further back. I'll have to ask him. I was actually looking for a specific show in the earlier months of 2016, and of course it cuts off around, I think, November. So I missed it. Anyway, I just had a call from a gentleman, Gene Berman, who said it, actually had said that he doesn't think you, or say that you cannot exchange into a REIT. And I had heard you could, so I'll check on that. But I will, I would say, talk to a 1031 intermediary, and I will have somebody come on, and we'll talk more about 1031 exchange. We haven't done that in a while. And it really is a good way to, you know, kind of transfer if you want to get out of a certain property as a rental and maybe eventually move into it, into the one you're transferring into. There's a way to do that. There's all kinds of different things you can do with the 1031 exchange. So we'll talk about that on another day, because that wasn't really going to be the big old huge topic for today. But it's always good to talk about and think about. And I really am, you know, before I got my license in real estate, I got kind of the real estate bug as an investor, and I owned a couple of investment properties. I mean, I really am a firm believer in real estate as kind of a tool to build wealth. And I think it's a great way to do that. And so, you know, and 1031 exchange is a really important part of it. So we will talk about that on another day, and I'll gather some information and get somebody in to talk more detail, because, you know, I can help you through the process of the sale, but, you know, just like with a regular home purchase, the lender has a lot more details and information on what you can and can't do than your realtor does. So always have kind of a team of experts helping you. So anyway, back to the real estate. I wanted to talk just briefly about what's happening in the market right now. And I'm going to talk, because it's Memorial Day. I think we started talking about that. And you know, here it's Memorial Day weekend, and we're out to enjoying the 3-day weekend. And we just need to remember to kind of pause during those festivities and remember all, why we have a Memorial Day and all of those men and women who gave it all for their country and the families they left behind. And that's kind of, we think a lot about the, you know, the men, the service men and women who lost their lives in wars and in the military. But we don't talk a lot about remembering the families and being there to support the families. And I think that's a big piece of it too. And then, you know, also those who made it home, but, you know, have permanent disabilities or have, you know, the PTSD and just the lives and the whole families that have been affected by all of this. So it's just, you know, be thankful if you see somebody, you know, military personnel, tell them thank you. And remember, you know, as you're out having your barbecue or at the beach or, you know, enjoying that extra day off this weekend, there's a reason for it. It's not just a, you know, the beginning of summer. There, you know, there's a reason why we're quote unquote celebrating today. So be thankful of that. Anyway, and because of that, I wanted to kind of talk a little bit about VA, or probably a lot about, because I talk to a lot of people about VA loans, and I actually do quite a bit of VA purchase transactions for homes, and it's really a good loan. So we're going to talk about that probably when we come back from the news. And then coming up this, I'm going to tell you what's coming up, but let me give you the quick numbers. And the mortgage rates right now are, you know, holding steady, actually down a little around 4%, under 4%, in some case. So, and again, you know, as I always tell you, it's really subjective, and it depends on you and your personal situation, the house you're buying, your credit score, your debt to income. There's so many factors in it. So you can't just call up your lender and say, what's my interest rate going to be? They really are going to need to see more. They're going to talk to you more. And then, you know, most of the lenders, if your credit score isn't high enough, they will sit down and they'll let you know. Or if for some other reason you don't qualify, they'll let you know what's going on and they'll help you through. If they're not willing to, then give me a call because we need to find you a different lender. Because really most loan officers will sit down and talk to you about, you know, how to get you to that place so that you can buy a home. And right now is such a good time to be buying a house with these interest rates. So, and we have a lot of inventory on the market still. We have, I think last time I talked about it was in kind of mid-April, and we had 942 active houses, single-family homes on the market. As of today, we have 1,002, so it is up. We have 103 condos on the market. We have 29, like I said to Tino, who called from Cloverdale about an exchange. If, you know, you're wanting to exchange into a duplex, fourplex, you know, or triplex or fourplex, there's only 29 to choose from that are active on the market. So that's not a lot. And then there's only 7 5-plus multi-units. So, and we don't see a lot of multi-unit sales in Sonoma County. There's not a lot of them around. So, you know, it's lots and land are up to, there's 378 active residential lots in all of Sonoma County. So, you know, that was something we talked about in the past couple of weeks, is what's going on with all those fire lots. So we're kind of keeping an eye on that. I think that's up a little or holding pretty steady. Anyway, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, I'm going to let you know what's happening next. In all of June, I've got June pretty much booked out. All kinds of good guests coming on. We'll be back. Hey, this is Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. Be right back.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
President Trump and the First Lady had dinner with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and his wife in Tokyo today. Before the dinner, Trump said he was looking forward to another day of policy talks with Abe tomorrow.
The Prime Minister and I talked a lot today about trade and military and various other things. I think we had a very productive day.
Last night, Trump attended a sumo wrestling championship where he presented a special trophy to the tournament winner. A confirmed tornado tearing through an Oklahoma City suburb last night. At least 2 people are dead. A hotel and trailer park torn apart in El Reno, Oklahoma, reduced to rubble. Iraq's foreign minister says that Baghdad wants to mediate between the United States and Iran and will work to try to find a resolution to the crisis between its two allies. And in Peru, an 8.0 earthquake shaking north-central Peru in the early morning hours today. It was centered in a thinly populated preserve area. So far, no injuries reported. Dave Packer, ABC News.
KSRO.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams fits the bill.
Need to move mom and dad? Need to sell the house to pay for their care? With extensive experience in senior relocation, estate liquidation, trust and probate, I can help ease the strain of relocating an aging parent or settling an estate after the loss of a loved one. I'm connected with senior move managers and realtors locally and across the country for a smooth transition when relocating to a care facility or out of the area.
Allison is involved in giving back in our community too.
I've adopted a care, serve, give business practice, allowing me to give back to the communities I serve and the causes most important to my clients. Through Care, Serve, Give, I donate a charity you select at the close of every escrow.
Call Allison at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
With Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast, here's Daniel Trucios on the KSRO Weather Watch.
Patch of clouds and sunshine for today, high 63, 56 on the coast, and then partly cloudy tonight, low 47, 49 on the shores. For Monday, your Memorial Day, high 67 there, 59 in Bodega Bay with still partly cloudy skies. Tuesday, a few clouds at 73. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5. KSRO.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. Good morning. We're back. It's Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman here every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. on the News and Talk of Sonoma County or Sonoma County's FM News Talk. I still get stuck on that old News and Talk of Sonoma County, which is how I think of KSRO. But like I said, I listened to 103.5 FM for the Warriors game the other night, and it sounded great. It was crystal clear, just like he says in the commercial. So I encourage you to tune in to those FM stations and give it a try. And then KSRO.com is a great way if you're not in a place where you have a radio and you want to listen anyway, any time of the day. And then the podcasts are great as well. So make sure you check all that out. So we're going to talk about VA financing. I promise we're going to get to that. There were a couple of little sidetracks there, but that's okay because it was important stuff. But anyway, so we're going to talk about VA financing. I thought it was kind of appropriate on today where we're honoring our fallen soldiers and in remembering those who lost their lives. And, you know, VA financing, actually, there are some situations where a surviving spouse is eligible, and that would be something you need to check into with the VA or with a VA lender and see how you can qualify. I'm not sure of the details of that, but I do know that a surviving spouse in some circumstances is eligible for VA financing. And VA financing it's a great loan. It really is a good loan, and I do a lot of them, not the loans, but I do a lot of buyers who are using a VA loan as a way, you know, and some that might have a down payment, so that's not always the biggest feature of a VA loan is 100% financing, but that's not always the reason why some people, you know, maybe they want to just hang on to their cash and use that zero down. But also there's some terms with the loan that are attractive to, you know, to the buyer. And a lot of times they just, you know, this is an option that's available to them and they want to take advantage of it. So it's a really good loan. We'll get into the thick of that in a minute. But I wanted to let you know what's coming up in June so you know what to look forward to in the next four. I've got it all booked up except for the 30th, so we're working on that. But next Sunday, I think it's next Sunday. Yeah, it's going to be the second. Cal Fire is going to come in, and somebody from Cal Fire, I don't know exactly who yet, but I asked them, you know, we've done And we haven't done it. Mike hadn't done it the last couple of years, but we have had Cal Fire come in and talk about defensible space. And that's that 100 yard, I think. I don't know. Now I got stuck on that. But anyway, defensible space is a zone where you need to kind of keep the trees trimmed back, keep the weeds. And if you don't do it, they're going to come out and do it for you, and they're going to send you a bill. So it's really important. And we're going to talk about fire safety and, you know, staying safe and keeping your home in a place where if there is a fire, hopefully there's not so much vegetation around your house and you'll be able to stay safe. So, you know, as obviously with the firestorm that came through here in 2017, I don't think any amount of defensible space would really have done much, because it was, you know, the wind was picking up embers from, you know, and sending it a mile away, and that's how it crossed the freeway. And anyway, so, you know, not always gonna help, but it helps a lot. So we're gonna talk to Cal Fire about that and other stuff on June 2nd. And then June 9th, I'm excited about this. You remember the story when the lion was down at the mall, the mountain lion? Well, there's a guy named Quentin Martins. He's out at the Bouverie Preserve, and he has a program called Living with Lions that he manages. And it's really interesting. And, you know, we do live in an area where there are mountain lions, and they do come into town occasionally. And I was kind of looking around, who could I get on to talk about just wildlife in general? We live in an area where there is wildlife. We also live in an area in a county where we have a right to farm ordinance. So how does that work as far as protecting your herd, your cattle, your sheep, your chickens? You know, how does that work? And we need to kind of learn to all live together. And it's not just lions, it's coyotes and bobcats and foxes. And we have bears and wild boars as you get further out, you know, out towards the river. It's an interesting place we live in. So, and eagles, I just heard about a dog. I don't think it was here, but a small dog that was actually picked up by an eagle. He ended up dropping it. But the poor thing had, you know, talon punctures in it, and it happens, you know, so you gotta be careful. But we need to learn to live with this, because, you know, they were here first. So this guy, Quentin Martins, I'm excited to talk to him about that. And then Eric O'Quist at Wells Fargo Mortgage is going to come in on the 16th of June, and we're going to talk about all kinds of stuff. And I know I've done VA loans with Eric, so he'll have some good information about that as well. June 23rd, I am going to be gone because my daughter and I are going to be at the Bay Area Brain Tumor Walk at the marina. And I'm in weeks to come, I'm going to talk to you all more about that and encourage you to get involved. If you want to support our team, it's you go to Bay Area Brain Tumor Walk. I'll put some information on the blog. But we are walking. My daughter, as you know, is living with a brain tumor and doing okay, and we're getting through it. But we are, the National Brain Tumor Society does a great job raising money all over the country, and the money goes directly to research, and brain tumor research is really lacking, and it's kind of what they call an orphan disease, where it hasn't been picked up by any of the major drug companies because it isn't, you know, glamorous enough or something. So, and brain tumor, you know, you have to get through that blood-brain barrier. So it's a very specific drugs that are needed. And there hasn't been any new drugs that have come out or any new treatment in, I think, over like 20, 30 years. It's kind of ridiculous. So we are walking in support of that. Our team is called hashtag life with a brain tumor, which is my daughter's hashtag, if you want to follow her. Find her and follow her. She's a great champion of the cause. So anyway, we're going to be gone. I got distracted with that. We're going to be gone on the 23rd. But Keith Becker of Didi's Rental, who has been on here before with me, and I think he did a show for Mike one time when he went to the Monterey Jazz Festival. So he is a huge wealth of knowledge himself in the field of property management, and all really stays on top of all the rental issues and all of the stuff that's going on. There's that SB 329, I think it is, that is going to require, if it passes, every landlord to accept Section 8 as if it were just their regular form of income. They can't disqualify somebody because they're Section 8. For somebody that's on Section 8 and in that program, that sounds like a great deal, but it really is going to hurt homeowners and investors who, you know, it's a pretty tough, strict program. It's a for the homeowner, for the investor. So I think there's other ways around it. I think that we need to revamp that Section 8 program, make it work better, but not require everybody to be involved in it if they don't want to, or if it doesn't work for them on a financial level as an investor. So anyway, so I bet Keith has an opinion on that as well. So he's going to be here, and thank you for that. That'll be June 23rd. And then the third, June 30th, I don't know. It'll maybe just be me again. So a busy and full June, and I'm looking for, you know, things to talk about or people or guests to have on. If you have a subject that I haven't covered yet that you're really interested in, and we'll probably get somebody in here to talk about 1031 exchange. And also I have a lady from CalVet, which is different than the VA loan. There's a CalVet loan, and I'm going to have her come in and talk probably about CalVet because we don't hear a lot about it. And we really, I pulled up in the reporting in the MLS last year, out of 5,559 single-family homes that sold, only five of them had CalVet financing. So it's something we don't see very much of. 91 of those 5,559 had a VA finance loan. So even VA, we don't see a lot of. And I think that goes a lot to do with kind of a misunderstanding of the program. So that's why I wanted to talk more about that. And I don't know. I think I was going to say I'll take a break, but it's a little early. But yeah, I think let's take a break. When we come back, we'll dive in and we'll have plenty of time left. I want to talk about what VA financing is, how, you know, it's really tough to get a VA loan offer. If you're in a competitive offer situation, it's tough, but there is a way, and I'm going to tell you how. So when we come back, we'll talk all about it. I'm Allison Norman. This is Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman here at KSRO, and we'll be right back.
Listen to KSRO on your smartphone or tablet on the TuneIn Radio app, available for iPhones and Androids. Take KSRO with you on the go in the North Bay or anywhere in the country with the TuneIn Radio app. Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO. We're everywhere you are.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, new construction to rebuilds, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams Realty fits the bill.
My philosophy is twofold. One, my clients come first. Two, I strive to stay ahead of the curve with technology training and local market news and information. I grew up in Marin County, then moved to Sonoma County and raised my four children. When I started my career in 2006, I was fortunate to be mentored by my late friend, Mike Kelly. I've successfully helped hundreds of families in the entire North Bay with their real estate needs. And with my Keller Williams network across the country, I can help with relocations as well.
And now, Allison continues the tradition and hosts the Mike Kelly Real Estate Hour every Sunday morning from 9 to 10.
Call me at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
Loose ball to Thompson. Throw ahead, KD.
I have nothing to do with the Knicks.
One step and a right hand dunk for Durant and a timeout.
KSRO.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. We're back. It's Allison Norman here on Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman, heard every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. on KSRO, Sonoma County's FM News Talk, and also 1350 a.m. and KSRO.com, and then always available on podcast, usually right after, within a couple of hours after the show. You can go back and say, now, what did she say? And you can find out. And then you can scroll through to the place you want. And it's a really good way to re-listen to the show. Or if you just caught part of it and you want to hear the whole thing, or you want to hear last week's, or all of that good stuff. So, and then I usually post I usually try and post the show, the podcast, also on the Facebook page, which is Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman, and that's on Facebook. And then we have the realestatehourblog.com, which I'm really trying to revamp. It's kind of a mess, and so it is. And Mike and I were always kind of trying to get that. It's a WordPress blog, and it's just got a lot going on. So I've got somebody working on kind of cleaning that up. So I haven't been using that as much. I like the Facebook page. I think it's a great way. But the blog has a lot of good links and options and things to do. So lots of ways to find us or find me here on the Real Estate Hour. So we're going to talk about the rest of the hour. I want to talk about VA loans. I thought it was kind of fitting since it is Memorial Day. And I know, you know, there's Veterans Day, which is really when we honor our veterans, and Memorial Day is more about our fallen soldiers and their families. But I think, you know, we also should be thankful for those who are currently serving and those that did serve and came home, and kind of wrap it all together. And VA loan is a great way that the Veterans Administration is helping veterans to get to get a loan with no money down. So what is a VA? It's a VA guaranteed loan. You can use it to buy a primary residence or refinance an existing loan. There's no down payment unless it's required by the lender or if you go over that loan limit. And the loan limit right now for Sonoma County, because we have such a high cost of living, the loan limit just went up to $704,900. Now, I mean, you still need to qualify for payments on that big of a loan, because if you're going in 100% financing on that amount, you're going to have to qualify for that amount. They do allow a little bit more leniency on credit scores, and they really, you know, work. They kind of work more with you. They still obviously have, it's a government-backed loan. They have to, you know, you have to qualify and all that. But they, you know, there's no mortgage insurance, and that's always, you know, one reason why people, even if they have a down payment, they like it, because there's no mortgage insurance. You know, they could be a lower down payment. If you go over that 704, you can do that, and then there's a formula that the lender will figure out to, you know, I don't know what it's, just you talk to your lender. There's a formula they do, but you can go over that amount. The loan just can't be more than that $704,900. But that's a pretty big loan, so you could, you know, come in with some cash down and still get a VA loan, and there's some benefits to it. Like I said, there's a softening of the credit score. I think 620 is their low credit score, whereas conventional, you need to be up quite a bit higher than that. And some of the things about VA loan and the reason why they're hard to get them accepted, the other thing I want to say is I think I mentioned it before, but there are some circumstances and situations where the spouse of a veteran who has passed or was who lost their life may qualify for a VA loan because they'll get the benefits from the spouse that passed. So that's something to look in as well, in that. And then VA loan is also one. There's only two loans that are assumable right now that you could assume. So say you get a VA loan and the interest rate right now is like 3.9 or something ridiculously low. And then, you know, a couple years down the line, we're at interest rates up to 5 or 6%. If you can find a qualified person to take over that loan, buy the house, they can assume that loan from you at that three point whatever percent that you have it at. So it's a really good deal. And that FHA is the only other one. FHA is the assumable loan. So, you know, that's if you're going to be in a house for, you know, thinking you're going to sell in 4 or 5, 6, 10 years, and you don't know what the interest rates are going to be doing, just, you know, might be a good option for that reason alone. Anyway, so it's a good loan, but the reason why people, we don't do very many of them is it's when it's a competitive situation, it's really hard to get that loan, that offer accepted, because you're coming in no money down. And the bigger thing is because it's the only purchase transaction we do where the pest inspection is part of the contract. And it is required. It used to be that the seller had to pay for the pest inspection. Now anybody can pay for it. So we would get around that sometimes by, you know, I would pay for it, or, you know, somebody else would pay for it, or, you know, or they would bill at the end of escrow. And now they don't care. Anybody, the buyer can pay for the pest inspection. They just want to see everything cleared on it. So when you hear like clear pest report, clear section one, what they mean is, you know, typically all of the section one items, which are active infestations, fungus, mold, dry rot, termites, beetles, all of that stuff, active infestation. And then we have section two, which is things that could become a problem, could become an active infestation. They're, you know, leaky water, things that are, you know, cracks in the siding or something where it could let bugs in, you know, things like that. Well, with a VA, they're going to want to see all the section one items cleared. And then they're also going to want to see, some of the section two items, and it's typically like a loose toilet or a leaky pipe. They don't like water, because water intrusion is can do so much damage and cause so much harm to a house and to the health of, you know, and everything. So it's a health and safety thing is what they're looking for. So that's the big thing with VA, is that they're gonna want to see those things cleared. And it doesn't matter who clears it. It used to be now that, you know, the seller has to do it. Now it's like, I don't care. The buyer can do it. Whoever can do it. If the buyer's handy and they want to fix it, they can do it. That brings up a whole other problem, because now a buyer is doing some work on a property they don't own yet, and so the seller better be okay with that. But a lot of times, you know, so it comes down to that really good communication, which is important in any transaction, but in a VA transaction, it's crucial that you know, a couple of things. You have an agent as a buyer's agent who understands the process. You have a listing agent who either understands the process, or the buyer's agent is going to help them to understand it, because a lot of agents are afraid of VA, and there really is no reason to be afraid of them. We can make them work, and I've done it a lot of times. Sometimes it's coming in with extra money above the list price, because you know there's $5,000 worth of repairs, so you write the offer for $5,000 more, and then you ask the seller to do the work, because it evens out in the end if they have that kind of money to do those repairs. So there's a lot of ways to do that. You know, and like I said, you know, seller does some work, buyer does some work. Somebody has to get the work has to be done, but there's a lot of ways to make it work. And then also, you know, you're not going to be out looking at a piece of junk. You're going to be looking at a nice, you know, house that has been not necessarily updated, but taken care of. And you can see, and if you have a realtor that you're working with that understands that and knows that, you know, if you're going to look at a house that's a dump, they're going to say, well, there's no way. And even if, you know, you have to have that eye to look at what you're looking at, really. Is there damage to the siding? Are there broken windows? Is there, you know, is the trim all rotted out? Is it, is the roof shot? You know, there's a lot of different things. And then how big of a deal is it going to be? Is that something that you can fix, or do you have a contractor in your family that could fix it? And that can happen during the escrow. All they care is that it's signed off before they'll fund. So, you know, before full loan approval, they want to see a signed off pest report, and then any other items that an appraiser pointed out. And like I said, it's usually the section two stuff, the leaky toilets, the water pipes, broken windows, which isn't a section one, but they're going to see that and want that fixed. Sometimes even I had one where it was just a foggy, you know, the window seal was failed and the trim was damaged around it. So he wanted the whole, and I don't think the trim was even damaged. I think it was just the window seal, because I don't think it was a section one item. But the appraiser said, nope, got to fix that too. So we had to ask the seller to replace the window. And this was a situation where we had a pest report. They had a contractor that had bids, and they knew how much money it was going to take to fix it. And we went to them and said, if we come in and offer that, I think it was $7,000-$8,000 over your list price, will you fix those things before we close escrow? And we agreed to it, and everything went very smoothly, and we closed escrow. Had another one where it was actually a flip, and it looked really pretty on the outside, and they had done a really nice job of covering everything up, and the pest inspector did a great job of finding the things that were not okay. And so now that pest inspection was part of the process. And we had to have all those things repaired. And the pest inspector said, I don't know, I think this one's dead in the water. And we went, I don't know, let's see if we can make it work. You know, so between the buyer and the seller, they came to an agreement that worked, and we got the work done. They both kind of pitched in, wanted to see it happen. And in the end, it worked. And the seller sold his house, and the buyer got their house they wanted, and it all worked. So you don't always have to walk away from it. But really, in that situation, it kind of caught us off guard because it looked really good on the outside. So you do want to look at the property. But we don't all have an inspector's eye, and they, you know, we don't walk around and poke holes in the walls with sticks like a pest inspector would do. So, you know, just be careful with that. You don't want to get into a property that's, you know, you're not going to be able to do a VA financing on. But more than that, I think it's really important for the buyer's agent to understand the process and be able to explain it to the other side. Because like I said, I think a lot of agents and sellers have this misconception of VA. So I really encourage you, if you are eligible, if you're a veteran or a surviving spouse who may be eligible, you know, talk to somebody about. There's some good. There's Veterans United is one that I've worked with, and they actually have a really good credit repair program that's free to the veteran. Federal Savings Bank is great. I didn't talk at all about condos, and I'm not going to have time, but I know Federal Savings Bank, they will qualify an individual condo, not the whole complex, it's individual and it's different than FHA. So if it doesn't qualify for FHA, that doesn't mean it won't qualify for VA. And Federal Savings Bank has a good program where they will go out and qualify the complex and make it work. So USAA is great. I closed one with Guild Mortgage. They were really good to work with. Wells Fargo Bank, like I said, is good. And we're going to run out of time, and I really apologize, but I think I had somebody on the line and I'm just not going to have time. And I really wanted to cover this VA. I'm sorry. Barbara, I'm going to ask you if you want to talk offline, I'd be glad to answer your question, but I really wanted to get all that VA information out there, and I apologize for not fitting you in. So if you want to hang on, I'll talk to you right when we're done. Or you can call me back. My number is 707-799-3617. If anybody else has questions or I missed something today, or you want to sell your house or buy a home, I'm glad to help you with that. My number is 707-799-3617. So like I said, next week, Cal Fire will be on with me, somebody from Cal Fire, talking all about, we'll talk a little bit about the fires and the recovery, I think, and kind of what they're doing to ramp up their response. And I know they're doing a great job with that and defensible space and all of that good stuff. So that'll be next week. Go out and enjoy your extra day off, but remember to pause during the festivities. Remember those who gave all for their country and the families they left behind. May they rest in peace. And remember those who made it home, whose lives and the lives of their families were forever altered. Happy Memorial Day weekend to all, and I look forward to seeing or talking to you next week. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
The preceding was a paid presentation. Winner of two Marconi Awards, Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO Santa Rosa.